Welcome to season 3 of the show. We always like to start the year with a hard hitter, and it looks like we did it again. But first, a big shout out to our recently appointed executive producer, Hezi Korkaduri, who not only helped arrange interviews with Kenny Passarelli, Adam Chester, BJ Cole, and Phil Greenfield, but also tonight's guest, who is himself a firm fan favourite. In tonight's show, we have a guitarist who was right at the start of Elton's career, but also worked with the likes of Mick Jagger, Pete Townsend, Paul McCartney, Hall & Oates, and, since he's a Londoner, how aptly, with Ralph McTell. Also with Sean Phillips, who worked with Bernie and Paul Buckmaster, of course. And now let's look at our guest in more detail. He was a member of a local band, the Soundcasters, or is that Soundcastles, we'll be finding out, while he was at school. He spent several years with Bluesology in 1967 on the Philips label, which also carried Elton's earliest releases. Our guest released a solo song, Baby, Your Phrasing Is Bad, and I can only hope that mine is doing better. From 1969, he played guitar supporting Elton at live concerts around London with what eventually became the band Hookfoot. Younger listeners may have heard of his half-brother, singer Finley Quay. But tonight, it's our unreserved pleasure to welcome to our stage Caleb Quay. All right, lads. All right, okay. All right, lads, that's enough. All right, cut there. Thank you. Caleb Quay, sir, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, George. It's great to be with you.
So, well, thank you very much. I hope that preamble was somewhat accurate.
Oh, it was great. Yeah.
Okay. People always say, am I on octane or what, you know, when I start the show? But it's a little filler, a little bit of a teaser. Anyway, I think all the fans know who you are. But let's first of all, find out a little bit about something else that's happening today. So this program, of course, being recorded, and it's going to be released on a day when you're going to be super, super busy. In fact, I understand that you will be at the end of January at the National Association of Music Merchants, which I think is the US industry's largest stage. And it brings together global music and technology as well. Will you be on stage?
Actually, what I'm doing is I'm not performing. I'm actually doing a book signing and just speaking with younger musicians, taking questions and that.
Excellent.
So I'm going to be with the booth is the Calzone Anvil Cases.
Right. Okay.
So Anvil Cases are a very important part of the music industry, especially for touring bands, you know, put your equipment in the anvil case. So it's like if you don't have an anvil case, the show doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. So I know these guys and so they offered for me to do a book signing.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And tell us about the book. Give it a bit of a plug. What's it called?
Sure. The book is called Louder Than Rock. Mm-hmm. And the title of my documentary was taken from the book. The documentary is based on the book. The book is available, it's published through Amazon, mm-hmm. amazon.com, so you can get it there. And it's my autobiography.
Fantastic. And tell us also, is it available in an ebook for, you know, electronic format if people want to download it?
Yes, it is. Excuse me, I just need to turn my cell phone off here.
we love live radio, and we don't cut this stuff out, I can tell you. When we interview somebody you know very well, Phil Greenfield, last year, his mobile phone went off, and it had a funny sort of buzzing sound, and I actually said, oh, I think somebody's cockroach has gone off. It was really quite funny.
That's great.
He was speechless for about 2 minutes there, but he was great fun to talk to. Now, we start the year, season 3, with, you know, Caleb Quay. I mean, it's a huge name. We've been very keen to talk to you for quite a long time, and I'm very, very happy that we've managed to connect. With the NAMM event that you're doing, which I say coincides with the release of this podcast, tell us, the technology is a big thing now, obviously, with the way the music is progressing. Mm-hmm. We've come a long way from where you were in the 60s and the equipment that you were using at Dick James Music to where we are now. But of course, there's a new dimension coming through, isn't it, called artificial intelligence. Now, what's your take on this? Because, you know, I kind of imagine that we could be looking at the prospect of artists' music being composed and released long after they've retired. And I'm not joking. Mm. Beethoven's 10th Symphony has been composed. It's a good example. What do you think about artificial intelligence and where it's going?
Oh boy, that's a huge issue. I think there's some good things about it.
We'd love to offer you the full interview, and you can hear it all. Visit Elton John World or go straight to our launch pad at radioeltonjohn.world. Radio Elton John now reaches 90 countries, and the list is growing. We welcome Elton fans from the USA, Europe, Australia, Brazil, Africa, South Korea, India, Ukraine, Thailand, Egypt, Taiwan, Hong Kong, and many others. Elton's world is a big world. Subscribe today from eltonjohn.world.